We're on page Yud Gimel of the Maimi Yigamel and Tame. Starting to get difficult, but it's also very, very, very beautiful. After this Maimer, we're going to continue. It's really, there's a series on this Inyan of, on the Inyan of Einig Shabbos and Shabbos Bechlal. We're going to do we're not going to do Lamed, these the Chavaris, this is Lamed Vav. We're going to do Chavaris Lamed Ches, which I'm going to order, so I'll ask you to pick up. I'm going to talk to the guys and see if they can get it ready. Not Nisham Yisair, it's also called Anigal Hashem, I think, something like that. But not Lamed Zayin is very long and very technical, with a lot of Kabbalah. And it's not necessary to do that. We can go to Lamed Ches and can pick it up over there, and then we'll also do it in the Shem Yisrael. And there's now Mavdim and Kodesh Lachol. There's beautiful, very big Choshev Yisrael. There's the things that we're going to do in Mitzvah Hashem. So next Monday morning I'm not going to be here. So we'll be the following Monday. We'll hope by then we'll have the new Maimer. We'll start Maimer Lamed Ches. Well, let's learn. We're on Yud Gimel. We're in the Peirush. It finished relatively soon. On the left hand column, we're learning how is it that the 12 chalas of Shabbos, which is the eating of Shabbos, the Ma'aseh of Achila on Shabbos, how is it that the name of Hashem is Baruch, the Isis, the letters of Hashem's name, are revealed, are being tapped into through the Achila of Shabbos? Remember that we learned that on Shabbos we're accessing those Kaiches that are Lamala and we're drawing them down Lamata. Mashen came the whole week when we eat, we're trying milamata lamala, from below to above, to be mavara the food and to try to do what we can to help the food, to repair the food. But on Shabbos, we're trying to make ourselves people who can be helped by the food, who can be lifted up by the food. It's the food on Shabbos, the achila of Shabbos, is from a higher place, as we were learning throughout the entire Maim. And the 12 chalas of Shabbos are gilui of the Shem Yudkei Vavkei. The three Havayas, remember that there are four letters in Hashem's holy name, Yudkei Vavkei, and there are three revelations that take place, three configurations, combinations of the name of Hashem that correspond to the 12 chalas by the meals of Shabbos, the three times the four Asiyas. And we learned that the four Asiyas of Hashem's name, since it's very difficult, it's important that we just chazer for 5 minutes. It's very hard, the Inyan. So we learn that the four letters of Hashem's name are divided to two basic parts, the Yud Kei, which is really the Eil Mes Elyonim, the highest level, and the Vav Kei of Hashem's name. And we learned that whereas the Yud Kei is the Tzimtzum of Hashem's light, of the infinite light of God, that makes it possible that Bechlal we can even speak about God, or that there should be anything that we could experience of God in this world. So that is the letters, the letter Yud, of course, which is the letter of Tzimtzum, of concealment, and the He, which is the letter of expansiveness, but again, He in the higher world. But in order to draw down the Yud and the He, we have to extend the little Yud, which is concealment. We have to draw down that Yud and to create the Vav out of the Yud, right? To stretch down the Yud into this world, that's the Vav. And the Vav is called, therefore, the Klisha. The Klisha, the Yud is stretched into the Vav. Klisha, as we learn, means daka, soft, gentle, thin, all is the same thing. We spoke about that last week. And because the yud is tzimtzum, because the yud means hiddenness and concealment, and the tzimtzum that Hashem is Baruch, that's the first letter of Hashem's name, so that yud can be drawn down in the shape of the vav. And that's called the ice cliche. Now, for people who haven't, if somebody wasn't learning this from the beginning, it's obviously very, very hard to pick up on at this point. But that's the yud becoming the vav. But the hay, which the Tanya says is his spashtus, erech v'reichav, the second hay of Hashem's name, is not the same as the first hay. It emerges out of the first hay, but it's not the extension of the first hay, because hay means ispashtus and israchavus, and that hay of Hashem Yisbarach's name, the second hay, is called kfila, which means double or the second, which is, as we learned last week, which is a different hay, on a different madrega of the first hay. It's the second hay, the final hay of Hashem's name, which is the milui of the ice hay, of the first hay. Now remember that the milui means how you spell each letter of the aleph beis, right? Like aleph is spelled aleph lamed pei, and beis is beis yud saf. As we spoke about last week, all the letters have a milui. The milui of the letter hay, there are different ways, but the milui that we're learning about is the milui of hey hey, right? Ois kfeila is hey hey, which means that the kfeila, the doubleness of the hey, is revealed in the second hey. That's where we're up to in the left hand column. Ki la'olam hamilui humasha behelam, humasha behelam lamala yotza mehelam alagilui lamata. The milui of a letter in the Aleph Beis is when we take that letter and we reveal down here in this world the inner kaychus of that letter. In other words, as we spoke about last week, if we want to know what the Aleph is, that letter Aleph, we see that Aleph, the way to understand the Aleph when it's fully activated and revealed is the Aleph, Lamed, and Pei. The Aleph, Lamed, Pei. And so it is with each of the letters of the Aleph Beis. The milui of a letter is revealing what was behelim, what was hidden and concealed in the letter in its state of being just the letter itself. That's what the milui is. Masha behelim lamala yotzem behelim lagilu lamata. So let's read the perish. In yono shel milui ha'ois kipshuto, the meaning of the milui of the letter. Humash al yodo bo ha'ois ledegilui. Through the milui, the letter, the os, becomes fully activated and revealed. Through the milui. So through the lamed and pei, we have what the aleph can do. It can do it through the lamed and pei. What the beis can accomplish, or what it can reveal, it reveals through the beis, together with the yud and the saf, bayis, beis, gimel, and so on. There's the Gemara darshans on each of those, what it means. Gimel is gimel, dalin, medalin, and so on, each of the letters. Shrei b'shvil ha'ois atzma, kvisha b'ksav machshava, ein sarach b'milui shela, rak shereitzim levate sa'ois b'dibur. Now, when I'm thinking of the letter, I don't have to have any milui of the letter. When I'm thinking of the letter, it doesn't require any milui. In other words, when I think of the letter, hey, I could just have in my mind the letter hey. When I write the letter hey, I don't have to have a milui. I don't have to have the whole thing written out, hey, hey. When I write the letter hey, I write one letter. It's a hey. Just like when I write the aleph. It's an aleph, and I know what that is. When I think in my head of an aleph, it's an aleph. When does an aleph have its milui, Rabbi Yisrael? When does the aleph have the milui? When I say it. When I say aleph, then you can't say it without the milui, because then it's ah. Aleph is with the milui. When you pronounce the aleph with oisis hadibur, then it requires the milui. Ein tzarech b'milui shel Rak kasheroitzem levatei esa'ois b'dibur. When I want to pronounce, to express the ois b'dibur, then I have to fill it out. If I want to say, oh, that's a beautiful olive, look at that nice olive, then it has a lamed and a pei. What a nice gimel that is. I could write it just as one letter, but I can't say, what a nice g. It's a gimel. So, v'rakish yiraitzim levati yisa'is b'dibur. Only when I want to pronounce, to express the letter b'dibur, dinin ha'dibur v'shvil hazulas. Because why? What does it mean? What's dibur? Speech is for the other person. Speech is for someone else. I don't have to speak within my own mind. I don't have to communicate that to anybody else. The purpose of speech is to make my thoughts known to somebody else. So dibur is always, dibur means gilui. It means revealing my feelings to somebody else. How do I reveal my thoughts and my feelings? Through dibur, through speech. So that means that when I want an aleph to be mezgala to somebody else, when I want to take it out of its state of being concealed and to make it known and publicized, so to speak, when I do that, I have to fill it. So filling that, because then when I want to say to you, aleph, I have to say the whole word, the whole letter. I mean, that is, I have to say the whole letter, aleph. I have to fill the letter. I can't just say, ah. What are you talking about? Ah, you don't know what that is. That's a krech, so what are you doing? Ah. No, I'm saying aleph. Ah, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about an aleph. If I was writing, I wouldn't have to do that. I'd just put an aleph on the page. If I'm thinking, I don't have to do that. I just have in my head an aleph. But if I want someone else to know that, I have to say aleph, beis. Right? I have to put a beis with a yud nesaf, gimel. I have to make the gimel with a yud and a mem and a lamed. So what do we see from that? What's the Rebbe saying? That the milui of a letter, that spelling of a letter, is always a gilui, is always a way to reveal it from inside, from being personal, private, and hidden, to becoming known and becoming mezgala to the outside. That's why when I want someone else to know this, I have to say it. Aleph, beis. If it's just in my brain, if it's hidden and known to me, or I write it on my own paper, I don't have to say anything. I don't have to have a lamed in a pei. It's just that pretty thing, the shape of an aleph. But when I want someone else to know that I have an aleph on my head, then I have to say aleph. So the milui of a letter, the filling of the letter, those oisis that fill the letter, serve the purpose of revealing the hidden pnimius of that letter. That's what it does. That's why, as I explained last week, whenever you do that, so if you want to know what is an aleph really, no, you're saying, what do you mean? I use you to spell all kinds of words. But if you go over to the aleph and put your arm around an aleph, like they have with the children, right? They do all kinds of aleph-based plays and aleph things and bays and books and all those things. So let's say there would be this person in the room, he's an aleph. Like they make for the children. He'd be dressed up like an aleph. You put your arm around and you say, what is it, Rabbi Aleph? What is it that you want me to know? What is it? What are you telling me, Aleph? What are you telling me? So, for the children of the books, so they'll say, Aleph is for MS. Aleph is for Ahava, love, Aleph. But then you say to Aleph, No, that's what we spell. We spell, you're the first letter in those words, and it's very choshev, and we respect you for that. But I'm not, don't tell me what you spell, that you're the first letter. I'm asking you, who are you, Bams? Right? So people have the same problem with us. Right? The same problem with us. So they said, who are you? I'm an accountant. I didn't ask you what you do. I'm asking Bams, you know, who are you? I'm a lawyer. No, I'm a yeshiva. No, I'm a wife. No, I'm a mother, husband. No, but Amos, who are you? So if you put your arm around the aleph and you say, who are you? So he says, Because all we see is the shape of the Aleph. It's the Aleph name, Rav Aleph, right? All we see is the Aleph. So you say, who are you, Be'emes? So he'll say to you, Be'emes, I'm an Aleph. So you say, what is that? So what is, then you have to understand, what does the word Aleph mean? And if you know what Aleph means, then you have the mystery of Aleph, which is books and books in Kabbalah. Aleph. Aleph Chachachma. Aluf. Aluf is Shalaylam. It means many things. It means a master, somebody in control. It means teaching wisdom. Aleph Chachachma. It means an ox. Shkar Alafecha. Vashteros Tanecha, right? You remember? Shkar Alafecha, it's in Chumash. What is it? So you asked Aleph, you don't look like an ox. What do you have to do with an ox? He says, Ich bin. I am an ox. That's what Aleph is. I am an ox. But you have to learn, what does that mean? It means that the letter Aleph, when you just read on a paper as those lines, you don't know what it is. But when you say Aleph with Av Lamed Pei, then the Aleph starts to say his story. This is who I am. I want you to know, this is who I really am. I'm an Aleph Lamed Pei. What does that mean? So then you have to learn. You have to learn the Aleph, and then you have to also learn, you have to learn the Gematria is one. And you have to learn the shape. The shape of the Aleph is two Yuds and a Vav, right? It's the shape of an Aleph. The higher Yud, the lower Yud, and the Vav that joins the two Yud. What does that mean? Then the Aleph is trying to tell you, Ben, this is who I am. But you have to see the milui of the letter to know who the letter is. Sending with the base. What are you? So I'm a base. So you say base is for Buba. They use me for that. Therefore, if you understand any letter, any word that has any word that starts with an Aleph, Ahava, Echad, any word that starts with an Aleph, if that's the starting letter of the word, it means it hasn't the kaiches. If that's the first letter, it means that that word is a word that has a very strong kaiches of the Aleph. Then you have to know what an Aleph is. So if you think, why is it that Ahava starts with an Aleph? Why does Echad start with an Aleph? That's why Chazal Tumul think, why does the Torah start with a Beis? So everybody cares. What does the Jew say? Why not? So like, you know, like, why not? Like, why shouldn't it start with it? So it says, start with an Aleph. Aleph is the first Beis. And the Chazal tells the Aleph had a Taina, right? Everybody knows that. The Aleph had a Taina. So Rabbi Shalom said, Vat Abyssal, when am I going to use you? Anoich. Anoich HaShem. To teach Torah, that's what I'm beginning. To teach to the Jewish people, that's what I'm beginning. But of creation which is in the Savgash Baruch Lisli, the Yerba Zachtam, to create a house for the Or Ein Sof, a world for the infinite light, that begins with the letter Beis of Bereishis, which is Bayis, which is a home, a place. And so it is with all the, any word that starts, if your name starts with an Aleph or a Beis or a Gimel, means your Kaychas are very kusher to that first letter more than the other letters. But to understand what the Aleph is, still you have to know that the Milui is telling you, what is this? What is the Aleph? So when the Gemara says that Gimel means Goymel, what does Goymel mean? Goymel Chassam means to give, to be Goymel Chassam Toyer, is to give. And the Gemara says, that's why the Gimel is shaped like a little guy running. Right? The Gimel is shaped like a person who's leaning forward, and you see like two legs running, because gimel means to go out of yourself and to give to someone else. So it's shaped like that. But that's what the word gimel means, gimel. You have to know the pnimius of the gimel is only with the milui of the ayis gimel. And it's like with all the ayis. So the Rebbe is saying, in yono shel milui ha'ayis kepshuta mashal yada baha ayis adegilui. The milui of a letter is how the letter becomes known. It's how the letter reveals his true identity. Shaharei b'shvil ha'ais atzma, the way, I'm just reading it again, because the letter itself, just that little aleph, a base, k'shibik sabah, machshava, as it's written, or as you think about it, ain't tzarech b'milui shalom. For that, it doesn't need to have, just to see it on a paper, or to see it in your brain, for that, it doesn't have to have the Aleph doesn't have to have the Lamed and the Pei. Rak Shiroitzin Levatis Ais Bedibur. Just reading it again. When you want to say this letter, you want to express this letter, Because now you're saying it, you're megala to somebody else outside of your thoughts. So then you have to say Aleph Lamed Pei. The inyan hadibur b'shvil hazulas, because speech is in order to communicate to someone else. So you have to say Aleph. Then, okay, lefarish b'ayfen bari yoyse gam la'atzmo. Even to explain it better to yourself, you have to say. In your own brain, you have to say Aleph. But it means it's a way of being megala, revealing. Yes, sarach b'milui. So for that, you need the letter to be full. Yes, sarach b'milui. V'zeo gam teichna ha'pnimi shemilui. That's always the deeper meaning of milui. Shinyone ha'gilui shel ha'ais. Spelling out the letter means revealing its pnimius. That's I was trying to explain a little bit last time, that it's in the first hey. You understand? It's in the, like, just like what the aleph means, I need the lamed pei to communicate it. But the lamed pei is already in the letter itself. It's just I don't see it with my eyes. It's in there. So when I look at the aleph. This is an aleph. It's an artistic aleph. I don't know. You can't use it. But where is it? Aish. This is the aleph. Aish. It doesn't look so much like.
Up on top, Rebbe. There's a.
Where?
Tetzer.
Okay, good. That's it. So when I look at the aleph, it only looks to me like I'm so used to it. Children, you have to help. But when we look at the aleph, it's an aleph. Now it really has the lamed pei in there. It's the lamed pei is in that. It's just it's in ruchnius. It's not. It's in ruchnius. But whenever I think of it, I say, oh, that, somebody said, what is that? Say it's an aleph. But a kid won't say. A kid will say, I don't know. It's like I just see a couple of lines. I say, no, that's an aleph. And we go over the kid 100 times. It's an aleph. But really, this hasn't it the lamed pei. But when I spell it out and I write aleph lamed pei, then in doing that, the hidden lamed pei emerges. It's not like it's a separate new letter. The lamed pei, it emerges from within. It's like a clone. I don't know what that is. I don't know what a clone is. I read about it a little bit. I don't really know what it is. So it comes out like it emanates from that letter. In the lamed pei, so he's saying, "Shekar hagilu shel ha'ois nimtza behelam b'seich ha'ois atzma." He gives a marshal from the Alter Rebbe. Also, it's a marshal from in 38. Marshal davar Moshe adayin tmuna b'cheikah shel adam. If there's money, that's in your pocket. Nobody sees that you have money in your pocket. No one sees the money. Then afterwards, when you take out the money from your pocket, so nothing changed. It's the same money. It's just that before it was in the pocket. It was in the pocket. It was hidden. And all this changes now that the money is no longer hidden in the pocket. It was the same money. That's the inyan of the milui of the oisius of the aleph beis. That's the inyan of the milui. Shuhai is galus shomahus v'teichen ha'ais. It's the hisgalus of the mahus of the essence and the teichen and the contents of the ice of the letter. It's there. It's just I can't. It's there, but it's inside the pocket. It's inside the thing that's called the aleph, that shape. It's inside that shape, there's a lamed and a pei. And what does it mean, aleph, lamed, pei? It means what the aleph is. Like you said, Rabbi Aleph, who are you? He says, I'll tell you who I am. I'll talk to you about it. I'm not two lines, I'm aleph. So you say, I don't see any lamed pei by you. I don't see any lamed pei. No. But I'm telling you. Inside of my heart, the aleph, that thing says, inside of my heart, there's a lamed and a pei. You want to know what's in my heart? You want to know what's on my mind? There's only one way to know. Aleph lamed pei. Otherwise, you don't know. But looking at the law, you don't know me. You don't really know me. You think you do, but you don't know me. But only with the lamed and the pei, with the milui, can there be his galus that it can become revealed and known the pnimius of what's hidden in it.
But the hay is the hay. That's it's like, you know, the hay is there. It's not meant to reveal it. It's
to communicate it, I have to, in order to communicate it,
you have to have another hay. Yeah. Otherwise, you won't understand.
No, then how do you try to say hay without the other hay? Can you do it? Can't do it.
Ha.
No, you said it. You said an aleph.
Uh-huh. Then it's an aleph.
You said a hay. You said ha. That's a hay.
Once
hay
you
now.
Say it automatically, it's
yeah, you can.
Uh-huh.
What is it? What's a hay? Without a mibul, you can't say it at all.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say it at all. What could you say? What's the hay? There's nothing, because the second that there's a breath, it already has immediately. You can write it, you can think it, but you can't say it. The second that you utter it, it has already a yud or an aleph. It has immediately. Hey is amazing because it has different miluim. It has a hey, aleph, hey, yud, hey, hey.
Why is it written different ways? Like the aleph over there is two yuds and a vav. And if you write it, when we learn to write an aleph in script, we
oh, I'm not talking about script. Script is something. Script is not real. That's something else. Script.
Well,
script
was
is a convenience. It's not caduceus like self to that. What?
What was it ever created to write it differently?
Because it's kodesh, and we have to be careful. In other words, because of the caduceus of the oasis, and people are writing, and someone's writing, you know, a letter. I need 3 dozen eggs. So you know, it's so nice. So we have different scripts. In the whole history of scripts, that's a big inyan. We spoke once to us a little bit. It's a whole parasha with the script, but it doesn't have in it the ices of script are not. It's not the ices of kedusha. Only through usage it has holiness, but it's not behemis pnimius. It doesn't have. What is it? Blame me, yeah? Yeah, the ices of tefillah. God, we're supposed to say those words. That's not for now. That's a big subject. Blim, you know about that. We're not talking about that now, what God knows about. God wants us to say those words. Yeah. For whatever reason, that's not for now. But God wants us to say those words.
I'm doing it.
I know that you are. Well, I'm saying, but that's that question of why God, why are we saying the words? Because God wants us to pronounce and utter those words. He wants them to be in the world, so we say those words.
Now, Rabbi,
we're not going to finish. No.
Aleph is Ashurit.
That doesn't bother you.
No,
go ahead, Yehuda. Yeah.
I remember what we are using.
Say that.
Is the Aleph is the Ashurit or the Hebrew?
That's not for now.
It's not for now. Okay.
That's okay.
It's important. I know you're upset that we never finished that. Okay. You're right. You're right. This is a long shot. Okay, so Vahain, let's go inside. Vahainu b'chinas kfeila. You have to know your customers. I always say, you know, Israelis could take man. As Americans, I got to be more careful. But you deserve it. You can take. Israelis and Sfadim could take more of a patch. Americans, you have to always be careful. Are you okay? Is that all right? Israelis, you can let them out. Vahainu b'chinas kfeila, she b'chinas milui ahain. And that's the kfeila. The letter hey is kfeila, is the double letter hey. The yud we said, the yud is klisha. The yud, which is simsum, extends down into the shape of the vav, and the letter hey is kfeila, which we have the second letter hey. In Hashem's name there are two letters, two heys. The yud becomes the vav, but the hay emerges from the first hay, meaning it's a double of the first hay, but it's a second hay. The kach le'inyan ais hay, the shem havaya. This is the inyan of the letter hay in the name of Hashem. The ais hay rishayna, the first letter hay of God's name, hi hagilui kfishu lamala. That's just beyond us. Because remember, hey always means hispashtus, it means expanding. The yud is that nakuda, but the hey means expansiveness. And the gilui, which is lamala, he says, b'chol hispashtus l'roichu v'la'ayruch. The ois, that first letter of Hashem's name, kefishuhu lamala, we're not able to understand. Hamili in that first hay is concealed and hidden the second hay. Through the second hay, we will be able to appreciate and understand the hay which is Lamala. Hanukkah Hagilus of the hay achraina, Shia Milui the hay Rishaina, which is the Milui, which is the second hay is hey hey, which spells out the letter hey. That's as it practically lemaisa is nimshach lamata, how it's drawn down below into this world. It comes in another letter hey, in a second letter hey. Which is the final hey of Hashem's name. That is the meaning of the double letter hey. Al yud beis l'cham mizman hazeh. This is how now, before Mashiach comes, how we are experiencing Hashem's name, His holy name, through the eating of the 12 challahs. I will also love, however, when Mashiach comes, Yigan lontame de betrayse na hame vichulu, vazai lo yeh bechines kfele, raka hei atzme shalamala, yeh lo gilu ilamata gam kain, haide ki yigan lontame. This is such a spectacular thing, and what are we asking for? When we're eating on Shabbos, we're asking that a human being should be able to fully delight in all that Hashem Baruch has to offer. Because remember that the eating on Shabbos is a hamshacha milamala lamata. The eating on Shabbos is that I'm trying to draw from the highest world before this world into my life. While we're here, before Mashiach comes, before in this state that we're before Mashiach, we need a second letter hey. We need the milui of the letter hey, because the first letter hey of Hashem's name, in other words, hispastus la'erich la'reichav, a full broad understanding of what is above, which is the hey, the first hey. We can't handle that. We can't understand that. So therefore we have a second letter, hey, through which Hashem communicates to us. The second letter, hey, which is Malchus, which is this world. When we're asking Hashem, Yigan lantame, when I'm eating the 12 challahs, which is the oisius of Hashem's name, I'm asking Rabbeinu Shalom, Yigan lantame, that I should be able to come to that point to be able to taste the deeper meaning of the first hay, without having to have a kfeila. So he says, loss of love, explanation, in the future, Yizgala ha'or lamata kafishuhu lamala. The light above will be revealed below without any tzimtzum, without any holding back, without any constriction, without any darkness, without any concealment, not being hints and garments and coverings and clothing, but it will be lamata the way that it is lamala. Therefore we won't need to have a second letter hey to help us, but the second letter hey is not the same as the first hey. It emerges from it. It fills it, it spells it out so that dummies like us can get it. So we can chap something of Hashem in this world. But the time is going to come when Mashiach comes. Yigan lantame, Rabbeinu Shalom will be megala to us the heik feila. What the hei is lamala. We'll be able to understand it lamata. Lishum tzimtzum, v'mei leitia hamshocha bebechines kfeila, ela hei atzma kfi shehi lamala tizgala lamata. The hei, as it is above, will be revealed below. This is what that Arizal was saying. Reveal to us the deeper secret and the taste in the 12 chalas, which we learned are the oisis of Hashem's name. Reveal to us the deeper secret of the double letter He and the Yud that had to become a Vav. That we can't chap what it is in the shorish of those two letters, the Yud and the Hey, unless they extend down in the shape of the Yud becoming the Vav, or the Hey becoming a second Hey. Yigan lantami. Rabbi Shalom, help us that we should come to the time where we're not just going to munch on a delicious challah and believe that there's something going on beyond this world. But Yigan lantami, that will mamish be able to taste and to understand the Yud and the Hey, the first two Isis of your holy name, without extensions and without miluyim, we'll be able to understand them be'emes be'emes. Mashal malo, we should understand lamata. V'zeo perish yigam lantami de betresa nahami, kfeilu klisha. Shazui abakosha. This is when we ask Hashem. Shekadosh Baruch Yigal Elanu Esatam V'Hasayid Ha'amiti Shebiyud Bez L'Chamer. Rabbi Shalom, reveal to us the true reason and the secret and the taste in the 12 Shabbos Chalas. Da'ayinu Ha'or Ha'Elyon, that higher infinite light. Kfi Shehu L'Mala, without having to go through billions and trillions of descents, without having going up down from that highest Yud, being transformed into that Vav without the Hey having to have its alter identity in the second Hey. Yigan Latame of the first two letters of your name, of the Yud and the Hey, before it needed the Vav and the Hey, before you had to communicate it to physical people like us. What is it really? Before you communicated it, before you spoke it to us, what is it? We know what you're saying to us. You're teaching us different things about yourself, but we want you, kivyachol, not just what you're telling us, what you megala us as human beings who are limited and finite. Yigal matame, the betrayse nahame, kfeilu klisha. Shazui bakoshe shakadosh baruch hu. Without the game, without the very beautiful and amazing game of revealing to human beings that which is, you know, a very dim and hidden, veiled version of yourself. Because remember that eating is a taste of something before this world. Eating on Shabbos is milamala lamata. So we ask Hashem when we do that, when we're Shabbos dik, we're saying to Hashem, I don't know, we're doing these things you told us to do. Yigan latami the hamich, that yigan latam betrayse the hamich. Hashem, reveal to us be'emes this side of what is before this world, of what's higher than myself, of what's higher than this world that you put us in. Yigan latami the hamich, the betrayse the hamich. Kfeilu klisha, the two Isis Yud K. Dahino ha'elyon kfishu lamala deloike bizmanezeh, not like it is now. Shagilu lamata rak b'chinis kfeilu klisha, that in our lives the gilu we have is okay. We appreciate it. It's gevaldik. We're Jews. We're different than the whole world. But all we have in this world are the last two letters, the vav and the hey. The vav and the hey means the yud, the letter of tzimtzum. Since we don't get the hey, the yud descends in the form of the vav to connect us to you in a very deep and mysterious way. We don't know what it is. And the hey is the milui of the first letter hey. Say that you taught us, you know, it means Torah mitzvahs, it means Shulchan Aruch and keeping all these things and doing this and trying to learn and understand. But we're asking you, Yigal Tami de Betresa Nahame, Kfeilu Klisha, reveal to us the time. Of really, what is the Yud? What is the Yud? And what is the Hey? Reveal that to us. That's what we're asking. Only you can only ask for that on Shabbos. Not even Yontif. Only Shabbos. Shabbos is every week Shabbos. There's that bechina that the higher world is drawn into the lower world on Shabbos. There's a hamshach milamala lamata. So therefore, there's a sairus on Shabbos that even eating something, saying, what's the inyan of eating? What does it really mean to eat? What does it really mean? Yigamla tamid in trace in ahame. The loike bizman is not like it is in this time before Mashiach comes. Shagilu lamata rabchinis kvelu klisha. The Kamaisha Kosev, as it says, Ayer Mahu Yah Hashem Echad Yud Kei Vav Kei Ushmai Echad. On that day, Yud Kei Vav Kei will be one, and his name will be one. Mavu Bekisve Harizal. The Feirish Kosev, Yer Mahu Yah Havaya Echad. Shalla Asad Lavai, that in the future Mashiach, Shalla Asad Lavai, Shmai Hagod Lo Yah Dad Isis Havaya, El Shtei Pamim Yud Kei Yud Kei. It's a very, very big thing. By Yoimahu, you could have this in mind in our Madregan when we say that sentence, which we end our davening with every day. Shalo api that result, they end with the Shil Shayoim. I always feel bad for the Ashkenazim. It's so chaval. Api that we end with Aleinu. We end with the words Echad. The Ashkenazim, the Nusach Ashkenaz ends with, it's beautiful, it's with Tehillim, it's nice. But al pi da'ari, you have to end with Vayomahu Yiyah Hashem Echad Shmei Echad. We end with Aleinu. And what does it mean? The Ari HaKadosh says Vayomahu Yiyah Hashem Echad. On that day, it will only be the Yud Hey and the Yud Hey. Yiyah is Yud Hey twice. Means we won't need any more the Vav Hey. The Yud Hey itself will be understood as Yud Hey. So what it is. That's what it means. By Yamahu, Yihiye Hashem Echad. Yud Hey, Yud Hey. The Tesha Kosha, By Yamahu, Yihiye Havaya Echad. Shalas, Lava, Shma, God, Lo Yedad, Isis. It won't be. The Arizal says when Mashiach comes, it's not going to be anymore Yud Kei Vavke. That's for this world. Shalas, Lava, Mashiach comes, it's not going to be. We're not going to have to settle anymore for Vavke. No more. Vayomahu Yihiyah. Yud-Hei. El-Eshtei Pamim Yud-Kei. Ki Vav-Kei Yis'al L'Bchinas Yud-Hei. Because then the Vav-Hei will be uplifted, will be returned to what it really is before it had to be communicated to physical beings and had to be schlepped down into the world in a Vav and a Hei. Into a Klish, into a Kfilah. It will be revealed as Yud-Kei, Yud-Kei. Peirush. Bizman hazeh, Yev shalaisius yudkei. In this world, before Mashiach comes, it's impossible for the letters yudkei. Hainu harluk yamei baisius yudkei, for that light of God that's shining in those two letters yudkei. It's impossible to higolas lamata. It cannot be revealed, the yudkei cannot be revealed down as long as there's a molik in the world. Ki yod al keis kar, right? A molik is covering the yudhei. As long as there's a world of tuma, as long as there's ra, as long as there's a malik, kiyat al keiska, it's being hidden, the yud hey, and therefore we only can spell Hashem's name, we can't pronounce it. We're not allowed to say it as yud kei vav kei. But in the future, so in this world it could only be through descending billions and trillions of levels to Vav Hei. Shayud nasa Vav, that the Yud becomes a Vav, and the higher Hei of expansiveness descends into the lower Hei and becomes the second Hei. Ach la'asad lav when Mashiach comes, yizgala ha'or lamata k'may lamala, the light that is above will be the light that is below. The Yud-Kei will be the Yud-Kei. It will not have to be any more filtered and covered and hidden in the shape of the Vav-Hei. And the way that we reveal this Gilui, and what will be revealed when Mashiach comes and we eat by the Suda of Mashiach, that first Shabbos when Mashiach we'll make the bracha on the 12 challahs. That I am Leirasal Kimsel Secha, that no eye has ever beheld that, but Mashiach will come and we'll see. And Mashiach Tzakenu is going to have the 12 challahs. And then all of Klaus is going to sing, Yigan Lan Tame Betraisa, the Betraisa Nahame. Now we understand what that world was. And now we understand what the every single piece of the world was the Isis Yud K. That we couldn't, we didn't know it and we didn't understand it, so we struggled in the Vav Hei just to try to be good. But all the time was Yihi Yeh. So now that's we daven. Mashiach will make the bracha on the 12 challahs, which are the 12 shvatim, which is every Jew. And that's why Jews, he says, called a Yud, a Yid. And on that day, that's what it means, Ya Hashem Echad, Shema Echad, the 12 challahs of Shabbos. So let's chazor over in the kitzur, let's read the kitzur. Hamshachas chiyas v'chanis v'lamala b'nefesh ha'odam, drawing from that higher life and vitality from above down to the soul of a person, ayideh achilas Shabbos, through the eating of Shabbos, he derech arba isis shem havai, takes place through the four letters of God's name. Hanachlokes l'shtei dargis klolias, that are divided into two general divisions, yudkei vavkei. Tamshachas ha'or, v'achi is the shem havai lamata, that drawing that light and the energy of the havaya down below, he ayidei shebchinas yudkei, this takes place through the yudhei and the hei, you read this the madregas vavhei, descends down to the madrega of vavhei. Shayud nimsheches bevav, the yud extends into the vav, and the hei rishon nimsheches behechreina is revealed through the milui, which is the second hei. Ushtei hamshaches elu nikroim, and these two hamshaches, these two ways of drawing the letters are called kfeila klisha, double and gentle and weak and thin, which is the yud becoming a vav. Dini ois vav chilasa yud. The vav begins with the letter yud. Shemayshchim es akaitz atachtein da yud. We take the point of the yud and we pull it down. Yeslamata bekavdak, and we make a thin line. That's klisha, thin. By the zeh nasis havav, and we make the vav. Nimsa shemah yud atzma nasis havav. From the yud itself, it becomes a vav. Mashen kem b'shtei ahein, when it comes to the two letters of hey. Shekol hey he oisacher, it's a different hey, as we learned. The teichne inyan, the meaning of this is ois yud moral simsum. Yud of course means simsum, where it's constricted and hidden. Lachain, therefore we're not afraid. Therefore, ha'or ha'meir ba'is yud. Therefore, since the yud itself is already hidden and constricted, so we could take the yud and yuchalim ashech lamata b'sech ha'izvav. We pull it down, like opening up the shade, like pulling down the shade. We open it up and unfold it into the vav. Lias mechatchil or mitzumtzum, because to begin with it, it doesn't blow us away because it's already hidden. Mashani can't ice hay, but the letter hay, which is a letter of expansion, we can't. Take that the way that it is above and just pull it down. We have to make another letter hey. Marlos Pasas Hadbul, if you ain't hor ameya by his hey, we shine atzma, yochelos gal, the matabeachrain, it can't be revealed, mamish, and it can't be drawn down. So we need another letter hey, rak dmus v'roishim, and we need the dmus or the roishim, the milui, which reveals the first letter hey. We need a second letter hey, which is hey, hey. You know that we have in the Mishnah 2 Tanoim Ben what? Ben Bag Bag, right? And Ben Hey Hey. In the Kisvari, these what that means, Ben Bag Bag and Ben Hey Hey. It's for a different time, but it's not the Ben Hey Hey. What that means, Ben Hey Hey, to have such a name. But you see that even when you call somebody, you say hey, right? It's not so nice, but you say hey, how you doing? So the person can say, my name is Moshe. My name is not Hey. So you say, no, you really are. You just don't know. Because it hasn't been Mizgali yet. But right now, you think that your name is Yankel, you think your name is Sari, you think it is Moshe, but really, really, I just want to call you about what your real name is. And I say, Hey. That's every person. It's just, Hey. That's all he is a Hey. It says the Rak Musa relation menu. Lachain he ice hey acheres. It's another letter hey. Zagam hatam shemilu ice hey acheres. That's why you spell the letter hey with another hey. Kamilu kfisha or hameir ba'izem mezgal lamata. That light of the first hey is mezgala through the second hey. Ba'iz hey ain't etzem ha'or. It's not doesn't have it the actual light. It's mezgala the hey. Yochlis galus the matarak roishimin. There's a trace of the first hay that's mezgala in the second hay. The zubi abakosha. That's what we're asking for. Yigam la tami the trace in ahame. Kfelu klisha. Rabbi Yishmael revealed to us the secret of the 12 chalas which have in it the names. Kfelu klisha. The letters, double and weak and gentle. The bisman has a thin. The bisman has a gilush aydei shnei mosul lachamim the Shabbos. That right now, we're eating in this world, so in eating we're drawing down from the world before creation, because it's Shabbos. So, but Rebbe Shem, right now, in our lives, we can only do this in a way when we have the Vav and the Hey. Mashiach lost the love of when Mashiach comes, then the true secret, the deeper hidden secret of the 12 Chalas will be revealed. Because then the Vav Hey will be revealed as the Yud-Hei. And then it will only be Yud-Hei, Yud-Hei. V'yomahu Yiyah Hashem Echad. V'yomahu B'kisvari, V'yomahu Yiyah Hashem Echad. V'nimtza Shaham Shachil Zu Laitia Oid B'chinis Kfeilu Klisha. It will no longer have to be with the double and the weak or the thin Vav-Hei. Eliyah Gilui Lamata Kamoi Lamala. But what will be revealed down here in this world, Kamoi Lamala, what Hashem is really, really, really was thinking, that will be revealed lamata down here in this world, mamish. No, nope. It's hard to believe that a human being could write such things.
Right.
No, it's hard to believe that a human being. So that you can imagine, he's only explaining four or five words in the Kisvei Ha'ari. Yigan l'tami b'treis in ahamik kfeilu klisha. So that the Rebbe is helping us. So he masik b'arizal with that. Every word. That we're not mastering how a human being could think of such things, to say such things. So the Ruach HaKadosh, to say such things, and we look at those words, what does that mean? That a human being has such a elokus, to be able to be megala such elokus in the world. And that you don't need, that's why I say, when you learn Pnimis Torah, you don't have to have any, you don't have to go to any seminars and have to have any, every 50 letters it spells this or that. You don't need any of that. You just learn Torah. If you learn Pnimius Torah, you don't need any proofs. You don't have to have someone saying, who could make such a big star? Only God. You don't need to go look. You don't need any telescopes. You just need a sefer. And you learn Torah, and you learn Pnimius. You see Pnimius, what it means, what's Torah. There's nothing like this in the universe, such a thing. In the universe, such the Pnimius of Torah, what it means to have. And this booklet is in the original Likutei Torah. This whole thing is not even a column in Likutei Torah. And I can see made a whole booklet with a commentary in the Likutei Torah, which you can look at. We have it here. It's just a little thing. It's a column, not even the whole thing. And what the Tzemach Tzedek is mevar, and all the tzaddikim to explain. And when the Tanya said this, he said these words, and there were Jews that sat there and understood it. Mm-hmm. No?
Not like that.
Right. Who understood it? That's, you don't need any proofs there that there's, that. Yeah, you don't need.
Yeah, right. Saying every day. I don't know, but they understood. Echod is the matthew of 13.
Yeah.
UK is 26. You have one person saying Echod to the other person.
Yeah, it's 26, the Shem Hashem, the Shem Havai. Yeah, they say by the Tzaddikim, you look sometimes in the Siddurim, it has the name of Hashem. Now they're already making a better Siddurim, but they had the Yud, the Hashem is two Yuds, right? You know, in the old Siddurim, it's not a good thing. It's not right. They should spell it out, Yudke Vavke. But we didn't have it in the Siddurim that we grew up with. They were all with Yud and a Yud. So, what?
Why did they do that? Why did they do that?
Easier.
Yeah, safer. Yeah. That's all. It's just a representation. But it's not a good thing to do that. You're supposed to write that to you. But But the tzaddikim said that when you have one yud that's next to another yud, so then it spells the name of Hashem, right? If you have one yud on top of a yud, then it's a shva, does it? But one yud next to the one when a person sees one yud on top of a yud, two dots one on top of the other, then it just spells the vowelization of shva. But when a simple Jew looks and he sees two yuds next to each other, then it means Hashem, right? So that when you have two yidin that they next to each other, that one's not trying to be over the other one, but one yid is trying to get along with the other one, that spells out the Shem Havayim, which is a big yichud. When two Jews talk to each other by Havah, that's a yichud of Shem Yukevavke. It's not even a question. When two yidin get along with each other, it's a big, big yichud of Hashem, Hashem, Shem Havayim. So the Shem Yichud
is shaking the hands of Charles.
Everything is all not. It's all Isis of the Shem. Every Jew is the Isis of the Shem Havayim. And one Jew connects with the other. It's a chibur of Yud Kevav Kev. It's the very beginning.